Colin, welcome to Power Lunch.
Thanks for having me.
We've had a lot of talk today about last night's debates and whether you should invest in the HMOs because of Romney's performance, or in the coal stocks, or the utilities because of Is a few words in a debate ever a good reason to invest?
In short, no. I mean, there were encouraging elements of what were said, but this was the first debate. I think expectations around Romney's performance were pretty low. I think the Gallup poll was 23% of people expected him to do well. In the end, therefore, he had a reasonably low expectation to overcome. That won't be true in the next set of debates.
So if you're putting money, your view, putting money to work today based on extrapolations from what you heard or your sense of who won the debate, you think that's a fool's game?
I do.
Let's talk about where you see, let's stick with politics.
Okay.
Beginning of the year, you said you expected President Obama to be reelected. Do you still believe that?
Yes. Yes, I really do. I think that he was maybe two scores up, as I heard on Squawk Box this morning, and maybe now it's only one. But I still think that in terms of looking at these battleground states and where he appears to have a competitive advantage, he's still ahead.
You were extremely accurate in your overall call, at least as of this date, of how the market was going to perform. You said about 15% in 2012. That's about where we are.
Yep.
Is now a good time to invest? And then what's going to happen in 2013?
I would be much more cautious now. We divided our analysis of the market into two parts. There's the things that people normally talk about, growth rates and earnings in the economy, but also the discount rate, the interest rates, plus this other fear or uncertainty factor. The Fed's actions did reduce the uncertainty factor. They created a lot of liquidity, which took some of that fear away. But it hasn't really been much of a mechanism in transferring through into growth. So if you do your little sort of high school long division of dividing risk into growth and the market goes up, but there isn't the follow-through of sustainable growth, I actually would be very cautious about following through
Ireland
that.
Am I hearing a little
now.
Ireland or a little Scotland in your voice?
I'm Irish.
I figured that. All right. So 2013, what kind of, you said this year was going to be a 15% year. What do you see for 2013?
If you could? I'm now more in the 4 or 6% return. I think we'll still get some modest earnings growth, but that revaluation that I was looking for because of federal policy has already occurred. I don't see much more than that. And if the cliff cuts in, it could actually be worse.
Let's talk about another kind of cliff, and that's the one in China. How worried are you? How worried should investors be about a slowdown in the Chinese economy?
Significantly. Our big concern at the start of the year is that growth might slow as low as 5 or 6%. Remember, at that time, we were talking 10 or 11. We're now down to around 7 in the expectations. I worked out in Asia in the mid-90s. Growth economies slowing is just like a recession. If you're used to 10, 5, 6, 7 feels like a recession.
Feels like a disaster.
And the impact that that has on energy, on materials, on all sorts of things is pretty significant. So both for China and its implications for the rest of the world, it's pretty significant.
You say 4 to 5% might be a reasonable return expectation in a domestic stock portfolio for next year.
Yeah.
If I'm not satisfied with that, I'm greedy, I want more than that, where can I enhance my return under the scenario you predict?
Slightly different answer. I would get similar returns still from like the high yield area. Remember, high yield acts like equity, so you're not really changing your risk profile there. But I'm also pretty interested in the emerging market areas. I would rather, you know, trying to invest in...
But not China.
Not China itself. That's true. Well, it depends on some of the monetary policy that changes that they may now make. But at this point, no, I agree. But then the index at 2,000 and not 2,800 is actually beginning to attract some attention from me.
Colin, thank you very much. Alas, we have to leave it there. He called the market right. He said 15%. That's where we are. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Doc.